Blog Talk Radio.
Father, your word says, in the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams, young men shall see visions. Upon my handmaids and my servants, while I pour out my spirit. And then you promised us the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain together. Can you lift hands and receive the waters of God? Father, tonight we ask for rain in the time of rain. We lift it as a prayer before you. Open the skies. Release the waters of God. Let's say it.
Open the skies.
Release.
Open the sky.
Release the waters of heaven. Open the sky. Release the rivers. Deep calls to deep. Deep calls unto deep. Can you say that as a prayer to him? Pour out rain, Father. Open the sky. Release the waters from heaven. Agua de Seo Judea. Release the rivers. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Lift it as a prayer over the sky. Will you slip up your hands? Let's petition the throne of grace. For out of that throne flows the crystal river, in whom it's healing water. Release the waters. Open the sky. Release. Deep calls unto thee. Spirit to spirit tonight. Come on, lift it up in the sky. Release the rivers. We call for the waters of heaven. Release the waters. Fresh water from your throne. Release rivers. Deep. We're asking for the deep things. Open up the skies, God. Release rivers. Waters come out of your presence. Healing waters. Open the skies. Deep calls unto deep. Deep calls to deep, God. We speak spirit to spirit. And once again, open the skies. Let the dew of heaven fall. Break up the mountains of the deep. Let waters be released for refreshing upon your people. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. For you in a glorious thirsty land. Come on, open the sky. Release. Open up the sky. Release the waters from heaven. Give us rain in the time of rain. Release tonight. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Come again. Open the sky. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. came into your presence. We go underwater. We go into your presence. We say, open the sky. Release. Open up the sky. Release water. Open the sky. Release the river. Deep calls unto deep. Deep calls unto deep. Now lift your hands and receive rain in the time of rain. Flood every thirsty soul. Send waters, oh God. Fill your people to overflowing. Like David, we say, my cup runneth over. Let waters flow from your throne. Out of your throne proceeds the river. And on both sides of that river is a tree on whose leaves are good for the healing of the nation. Release healing water. Release fresh rain. Let your glory be manifest as deep calls unto deep. Come on, once again, open the sky.
Release
the sky. Release the waters of heaven. Open the sky.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. The deep calls unto deep. Welcome, Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Kingdom building is the heart of God. I am Apostle Deborah Anderson. I am your host today on the broadcast. Hallelujah. I hope all is well with everyone. And I know it is well. As the song says, deep calls unto deep. He called us to the deepness of him. The deep. Expect the unexpected. That's what our title is. Expect the unexpected. Oh, most gracious Father, we just thanking you for another day on this broadcast with everyone listening with attentive ear. Hear what the Spirit has to say today, because the deep does call the deep. Expect the unexpected when you least expect it. Hallelujah. Yes, expect the unexpected. We have to learn to expect God to do that which is extraordinary. Meaning of Jesus' journey to the cross, the resurrection of the dead. Wow. But we are expecting the unexpected. We look forward to anticipate, to look forward to the occurrence of unexpected. That which is not expected. What do you expect to happen when you come to the house or to God's house? When was the last time you came to God's house expecting something to happen? Well, you expect teachers to teach, singers to sing, preachers to preach, but when was the last time you came expecting God to do something? You may answer this as saying, I expect God to be here on this radio broadcast. I expect God to show up and move so I can feel him. And all that is fine and good. However, my question is simply this. When was the last time you said, I'm going to the house or God's house expecting my healing, expecting my miracle, expecting my deliverance? You can even get it on this radio broadcast because you're expecting the unexpected of the Most High God to perform like never before in and around your life, through your family, through your marriages. You're expecting things that you have prayed for. You say, okay, God, I'm expecting you to heal me. A whole lot of people are in the world today need healing. I'm expecting the unexpected in the field of the Most High God through his son, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. I'm expecting to be healed. Not just to be moved or just to touch me and not be healed. You can call me crazy, dumb, or whatever. But I am expecting God to heal someone today. Why not? Why should I not expect that? He is a healing God, right? Martha knew that Jesus could have healed him if he had been there. She knew that whatever she asked in his name, he could do it. Don't we do that? I'm praying for a miracle today on this radio broadcast. Thank God was the radio broadcast. And through the sound of my voice, I decree and declare that healing, divine healing, will go forth in Jesus' name. Because I'm trusting and believing. Because he said without faith, it's impossible to please him. So what are you doing through your faith? You expecting through faith that God is getting ready to move like never before in your life, right? Yes, you're expecting the unexpected. Oh, my God, you're expecting the unexpected. Martha knew that Jesus could heal Lazarus, and she expected it that her and Mary sent for Jesus so he could heal him. Isn't this great? This is great. But she never expected the unexpected of what was that Jesus will raise him from the dead right then. Martha was expecting it to occur at the last day. But Jesus was ready and going to do the unexpected. But Mary and Martha did not expect Jesus to raise him. Wow. They were expecting Jesus to heal him, but he had died. And here we go back to, but the glory of God, that the Son might be glory. Not Mary, not Martha, but the Son of God. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, in what we're doing, we're expecting the unexpected. God's miraculous miracle can come forth in a person's life. not our will, but his will be done. Yes, his will. So again, then Mary didn't know what way it was going to happen. They thought maybe he can just lay hands on him. You know, because they were seeing throughout the ministry what Jesus was doing. He was healing people. Certain things was going on. So here, Lazarus had died. But God was letting them know, without me, you can't do nothing. Without believing, how can you believe if you don't receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Come on now. Like I said, Martha was expecting it to occur at the last day. But Jesus was ready and going to do the unexpected. How many of you right now is believing Jesus for the unexpected? As I was preparing for this, I was like, okay, God, what do you want me to say to the radio broadcast today? What are they really want you to do? And what came in my spirit was a lot of you are asking him or have been waiting for certain things to happen or even to loved ones. Some may be in the hospital and you're expecting God to perform a miraculous miracle on the individuals. Are you not? Again, the word said you have not because you what? You ask not. So we have to ask, knock, and the door shall be open. Seek, and you shall find, right? Ask, seek, and knock. You ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek, you shall find. What are we finding in our seeking? We're finding the expectation of a miracle, of a loved one. In the hospital, on a sick bed, or even close to death. And we're looking to God. We're looking to the hills. We're coming by help. And our help comes from the Lord Almighty. And see, Mary and Martha, they were just expecting it to occur on the last day. But Jesus was ready and going to do the unexpected. Like you go for a job interview. I know when I used to go for a job interview, I'm expecting the unexpected. I'm calling those things that are not as though they are. I go in on an interview expecting the unexpected. I'm already speaking that job. I'm putting it in the atmosphere. I'm expecting to get that job. But you're sitting there and it'd be an interview. And it's like the unexpected because you really don't know. You don't know what way it's going to go. But I'm believing and I'm trusting the unexpected that I'm going to get that job. I'm calling those things that are not as though they are. I'm speaking it in existence. And each and every time God gave me favor because of my faith, I believe, and I walked in there with confidence. I knew that I had the skills. Somebody could have had a little bit more than me. But no, I was believing and trusting God Almighty. And I was calling those things that are not as though they are, that this job was going to be mine. And this amount of money is what they're going to give me. Because I'm expecting the unexpected. Right? So I went in each time. I put it out front. I'm going to get this job. I'm expecting to get this job. And I'm expecting the unexpected. And I'm saying, this day, I'm going to have this job. not expecting it's going to happen, but I'm believing, I'm trusting that I will receive it. So I went on the interview. Each and every time when I was out that job, going to another interview, expecting the unexpected. They will call me up on the phone. Can you start tomorrow? That's the unexpected, because one job told me, and I was working at Allstate Insurance, start working there. I claimed it. I'm here in Michigan. And my fiance at the time told me, look, you got to get ready. I'm coming to get you. You got a job interview in Barrington, Illinois. I said, are you silly? Are you crazy? How can I do that when I'm still in college? He said, Debbie, you already got the skills. You got everything. You're doing everything that you possibly can do. You're doing it. Even while you're there in college, you just don't have the paper degree. He came with that U-Haul. Next thing I know, here I'm in Barrington, Illinois, that Monday morning, 8 o'clock, going on an interview, expecting the unexpected. And guess what happened? I went in for the interview. The two gentlemen that were attorneys for Allstate, they said, well, we have other candidates that we need to interview, and we will get in touch with you as soon as we finish the interview. Now, with confidence, I'm speaking those things that are not as though they are. I said, you can go ahead and interview the candidates, but I am the candidate that you will choose. I was calling those things that are not as though they are, bringing it to existence. I said, I'll be looking for your call tomorrow. I know he said the rest of the week, right? But with confidence, I was expecting the unexpected, because I knew I didn't come all this way to be disappointed. So I'm expecting the unexpected. I'm trusting and putting my trust in God like never before, because I done packed up from college to come here and get the job of my dream, working for an attorney, because that's what I was going for, a legal secretary. I also had a backing court report. I was doing that too. So they said, you know, Shorehand? I said, mm-hmm. I had ABC and Griggs. So again, they were not expecting that. But I gave them something too. So all of this was during the interview. Believe it or not, God came in my favor. The unexpected came. The noon, late afternoon, I get a call from Allstate saying, we had interviewed so many candidates and we're looking at the rest of them, but you stood out more than any of the candidates that we had interviewed. I know we said we got some more days, but we were very, very impressed with yours. So the unexpected happened. Unexpected, which was Wednesday. I started working with Allstate Insurance. Wow. Now that was unexpected. I leave that Saturday from Michigan, going to Illinois, expecting an interview, and that it was going to happen like that. Expect the unexpected, because it does happen. It can happen in any of our lives. Because if we put our faith and really put our faith in God, like God wants us to put our faith in him, whoa, you will expect the unexpected, because he already have things lined up. When you were in your mother's womb, he already knew who you're going to be, what you're going to be, all of that. So if you ministers out there and you're praying and asking God, praying, you have your intercessors and so forth to stand in the gap for certain things that you want the ministry to go forth in, expect the unexpected. Because God will prevail. His will, not our will, but His will prevail in the unexpected. Come on now. We got to expect different things in our lives. A lot of things can occur in the unexpected because you're expecting something, but the unexpected happens. And you're like, wow, I did. Even this broadcast, you hear me on Friday, 9:00. And when the ministers of this broadcast said, are you ready? Are you ready to be on the radio broadcast? And I looked there. What are you talking about, Wilhelmina? And she said, girl, come on. You could do it. But the scripture came in my spirit. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You got to believe to receive, even if you're going forth, preaching the word over the pulpit. Now you're going a different direction. You're speaking and preaching almost at the same time, but you're speaking through the radio broadcast. And each and every soul is out there want to believe and have faith, just like we're having faith. We're believing in God and trusting God, and everything we do, we put in our trust. And that's why it goes back to Martha and Mary. They were praying that Jesus would just lay hands, but God did something totally different. He spoke it in existence, and He raised Lazarus from the dead. Being on this radio broadcast every Friday, the unexpected happened. I come with you different topics every Friday because what God puts in me is for me to share with you all on this broadcast to let you know. I don't see your faces, but I can feel your spirit. Expect the unexpected. There's things you want to do, things you want to challenge to do. Expect the unexpected and what you want to do because He can make things happen. Not when you want, but when it's time for Him to make things happen, oh my God, it will happen. It will and it shall happen like never before. And you're like, wow, look at God. Look how He did this. Look how God did this through His Son Jesus. Because you trust and you believe to receive the unexpected. And did you not? Wow. You trust and believe. Like the word said, if you trust and believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, you can have everlasting life. You're like, well, what are you talking about? But see, you got to confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. You will be saved, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that God confesses, that you confess and are saved. It's no more than Mary and Martha. They and Lazarus, they knew Jesus. And guess what happened? He raised Lazarus from the dead, expecting the unexpected. Same thing with you. You surrender to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He'll do the same thing to you. The old man, that old spirit that you've been walking with and not being saved, and then you accept Him to come into your heart and believe, you're saved. That's it. You be baptized. If you haven't been baptized, you can be baptized. Come up out the water. Ha. Huh. When I came up out of that water, I was speaking in tongues. People say, oh, it don't take all that and back too. Oh, it takes that and then some, because it's all what God have in store for you. Yes, for you. I'm speaking in tongues, but my tongues are diverse, and I can speak languages of other countries. So I'm called to the nations. So if you tell me to go to Africa and they speak in Swahili in certain parts, then God going to change my tongue to speak their tongue. And guess what? They'd be like, whoa, you're speaking in our mother tongue. And believe me, it did happen. I was ministering to a person from Ghana, and she spoke Swahili. I don't know. She asked me to pray. I knew she could hear and know English, because that's the tongue that they have to know to learn how to speak English when they come here to America. English is the tongue that all around the world people can speak. So I reached out, we touched hands, held hands, went into prayer. My God, she nudged me and said, you speaking in my mother tongue. Mm-mm. And I said, God be the glory. And I kept on praying, because she was hearing through her tongue. She was, again, expect the unexpected. That was the unexpected. She didn't know I could speak Swahili. And then, boom, God be the glory. There she received and heard through her tongue what the Spirit of God wanted her to hear. And trust me, they had a family gathering, and guess what? She told her family what was going on, everybody in his family. Her family wanted me to pray for them through their native tongue. So you just never know. My radio broadcast, you never know how God will use you. You don't know. Expect the unexpected. Amen. Expect the unexpected. In this hour, there's a lot of things people done got up. And I know I did the prayer of salvation. Expect the unexpected, because you don't know how God's going to use you. Do you accept him as your Lord and Savior? Watch what he do. The unexpected. Hallelujah. Now, it was such a pleasure to speak to you all again. Oh, God is doing some awesome things. Always put your trust and believe to receive. Expect the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. You got prayers going on? Expect the unexpected. Because God will come through. One way or the other, he's going to come through for you. Amen. So, with that being said, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and in the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May the peace of God be with each and every one of you. Until next week, same time, same station. Jesus is Lord. Amen.
exactly what she meant, and then she followed up and said,